Chapter 3, Mishnah 2. Ketzad Malin Esa Bikurim. How did they take the Bikurim up to Yerushalayim? Kola Aris Sheba Mamad Miskansos Le'er Shel Mamad. All the cities of a particular region gathered in the main city of that region. And what these regions were was there's a commandment that when they offer up the daily sacrifice, the entire nation of Israel had to be there. But that's obviously impossible. You can't have the entire nation of Israel in the temple. So what they did, in the early prophets did, was they separated Israel into 24 regions. And each region would, on a particular week, send up, they would select a few people, like the main head people from that region, and they would send those people up to the temple courtyard, and they would be the representatives of the people to be present when the daily sacrifice was offered up. So when it came to offering up the Bikurim, each region had a main city in that region, and everyone would bring their Bikurim, and they would come to the main city. And they would spend the night in the open places in the city, and they wouldn't sleep in the houses. And the reason being that they were worried, if a dead body's in a house, and you're in the house with the dead body, so you become impure. And they didn't want to become impure, and the bikurim, the fruits, to become impure. So they would sleep in the open fields. They wouldn't sleep inside the houses. And then in the morning, the officer would say to them, "Kumu v'nale tzion el beis Hashem Elokeinu." Arise, let us go up to Zion, to the house of the Lord our God.